Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today is Amit. Amit, how
are
you doing?
Good, how are you?
So before we get started, because today we're going to talk about HD Insight on Azure Data Lake Analytics, right? But before we get to that, why don't you take a second to introduce yourself?
Okay, so my name is Amit Kulkarni. I'm a program manager here in the big data team at Microsoft.
Awesome.
Primarily focus on the data lake scenarios.
Sweet. So thanks for coming. It was actually last minute, so I appreciate you stepping in.
Sure thing.
So let's talk about HD Insight on Azure Data Lake Analytics. You know, what are the benefits? Why would we even consider doing something like that? And what does it give us?
Sure. So before we dive deep into that question, let me just set the overall stage for what is Azure Data Lake?
Yep.
How does HD Insight, Azure Data Lake Store play a part of it, right?
Yep.
So there are three services under the Azure Data Lake umbrella. There is Azure Data Lake Analytics,
yep.
Azure Data Lake Store, and Azure HD Insight. So HD Insight is our managed Hadoop service in the cloud.
Yep.
It's been out there for a couple of years. It's very popular out there. And so basically, if you want to come on Azure and say, I need a 10-node Hadoop cluster, we'll spin it up for you, we'll manage it for you, and you can basically use the power of the cloud for running a Hadoop cluster.
Because we've done Azure Data Lake Azure Data Lake itself was around, we've been able to do HD Insight, right? So I think why does putting it on top of Azure Data Lake Analytics, what does that give us?
Sure. So I think previously we had HD Insight run on Azure Blob Storage. So Azure Blob Storage is our generic storage on Azure.
Yep.
So you can use it for a heterogeneous set of scenarios,
all
the way from backing my SQL database to storing pictures, all of these scenarios, right? So we built Azure Data Lake Store, which is the service on which the Azure HD Insight will work, not Azure Data Lake Analytics. So the Data Lake Store is a specialized store that is optimized for analytics scenarios.
Right, okay.
And given that HD Insight, a lot of the things we do in HD Insight are all analytics.
It makes sense.
It makes sense to build it on top of the Data Lake Store. So when you run HD Insight on top of the Data Lake Store, it runs in the most awesome way, and you get the benefits of all the capabilities of the Data Lake Store.
Can you give us just like a 30-second, you and I understand it, but can you, for those that don't, can you give us a 30-second synopsis of the differences between, prior to Azure Data Lake, I could spin up an HD Insight cluster and point it to a blob storage, right? But what's the difference between blob storage now and Azure Data Lake storage?
So like I said, Azure Data Lake Store is optimized for analytics. So you can store all types of data in the Data Lake Store. Mm-hmm. It's basically your HDFS type distributed file system in the cloud.
Better performance, better scale.
Better
over,
performance,
over
better
blob
scale.
Storage.
There are no limits to scale. You can accounts can grow really long. We can. There's no limits on individual file sizes. We've ourselves tested petabyte size files.
It is
built for incredible scale for running really large, bigger, better, faster workloads on Hadoop.
So it makes sense. What you're saying is it makes sense to say I'm going to create my HD Insight cluster in Azure Data Lake because it's simply because of the better repository.
Yeah. I guess another way to say it is I'm going to use Azure Data Lake Store to build my enterprise-wide data warehouse and store all sorts of analytics data there.
Okay.
Once your data is in the Data Lake Store, then you can connect a variety of different processing engines, be it Azure Data Lake Analytics, HD Insight, Spark, any workloads running in IaaS on top of this analytics data that lives in the Data Lake Store.
Okay, perfect, awesome. And now, you said you're gonna show a demo how to get it set up, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
Before it would say, hey, when I spin up my HD Insight cluster, where's my data coming from? Is it really, as simple as going, spin up my HD Insight cluster, and instead of pointing it to blob storage, I'm now pointing it to Azure Data Lake?
Yeah, it's just as simple, if not simpler.
Okay.
HD Insight clusters can read data either from the blob storage or the Data Lake Store as well. So
you could still point it to a blob storage?
Yep, right? Absolutely.
Okay. All right, sweet. All right, is it demo time?
Yeah, let's do it then.
Woo-hoo.
All right, so here I have a Data Lake Store set up. We have done other videos where we show how you can get on Azure, set up a new Data Lake Store, etc. So we are not going to go in that area. So let's go look at the one down here that's called ADLS demo.
Okay.
We are going to go inside it and look at the data stored in there using the Data Explorer. And this is basically my Data Lake Store account with all sorts of files and folders in here. So I've loaded the New York City taxi data in here, a bunch of data sets here. And what I want to show here is that basically once you have the data lake store set up, you can load massive amounts of data here, petabytes in scale.
Yeah, like we're seeing here, which is I don't think is possible in blob storage. You've got, you know, 2.49 gigabyte file sizes, right?
Yeah, this particular one is a really small one, but you could go like really big sizes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay? Well, I mean, for you know, most people, that's like, oh, that's, you know, okay, cool.
All right, so now we are going to try to create a HD Insight cluster that talks to data that's sitting in this account.
Okay.
So we're going to click new. And we're going to choose data plus analytics and HD Insight. Here I'm creating a cluster name, so let's type like ADLS channel 9.
Yep.
And you gotta choose which subscription it is in, and then you gotta figure out which cluster type it is. I'm gonna choose Hadoop. You wanna choose Hadoop 2.6 for now. We are right now in preview for the Data Lake Store.
Okay.
So that's the version it works with.
Excellent.
Soon it'll be available for the 2.7.1 or HDI 3.4 version.
Okay, cool.
But right now it's on 2.6.
So if you're doing, you're saying if we're doing Azure Data Lake Store, HD Insight, we need to do 2.6.
Correct. Okay. That's right.
All right.
For now.
For now.
Yeah. Later on, everything will work as we get closer to our general availability.
Okay.
So you choose what type of a cluster it is. You can choose applications. It's not particularly interesting for us for now, so we'll skip that one. You gotta set up some credentials for the cluster. So here I'm gonna just choose the admin password. And then you can also choose an SSH user. And I'm gonna also put some password for it.
Yep. Is the SSH username, is that required to create the cluster?
I don't think it is required, but you typically need it to do SSH into the cluster.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's generally a good practice to all set it all up.
Right, okay.
So then you choose the data source here. This is where the things get interesting. So far, I did nothing that was out of the ordinary.
Right.
It was how you would
standard
HD Insight clusters in the past, right?
Yeah.
So here, you can choose which storage account, which blob storage account you want to connect this cluster to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pick one of the ones I have in this subscription. Also conveniently called ADLS demo, and choose a default container. So even this part is the same as how you used to create HD Insight clusters before.
Yep.
So now things get interesting, right? So we have this new setting down here called Cluster AAD, which is Azure Active Directory Identity.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what allows this cluster to talk to the Data Lake Store.
Okay.
So when you go here, you have a choice. You can choose an existing Azure Active Directory service principle, or you can create a new one. So this service principle is what the cluster runs as and accesses the Data Lake Store. So
is it an account?
It's an account in Azure Active Directory, just like users, except it's designed for like headless services.
Gotcha, okay.
And so we have a convenient way to create a new one here if you want. And I'm gonna just show one like channel 9 SPI, let's see. And yeah, you can create a certificate right here in line. And so what it did here is it just created a new service principal identity for you in the directory.
Okay.
And
that, can we go back to that? Because there was an expiration date on that.
Yep.
Is that significant? Like,
This is the expiration date. So when you create a service principal identity, it is typically a headless user that gets created with a certificate as its credentials.
Okay.
So this over here just says what is the duration of that certificate. So you can always choose a longer or shorter based on your enterprise
policy. So in a year from now, will we have to go in and just redo that certificate?
Yeah, you can put in a new certificate or you can drop the cluster, create a new one. You have several choices over there.
All right.
So now once you create the service principal identity, you can basically manage access to ADLS right here. So this is what the cluster will run as, the HD Insight cluster. And so for this service principle, you gotta give this access to your Data Lake Store. So I'm gonna choose the ADLS demo account here and say I want this service principle to read, write, and execute, basically do everything with this account.
Okay.
And right in line.
Yeah, okay, and the ADLS demo, that's the Azure Data Lake Store that we had looked at before.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, yep.
And you also have the choice of downloading the certificate for this account that you just created.
Okay.
Now, if you have a SPI, a service principal entity that you already have around, then you can just use existing and upload the certificate for it. So you have both choices there.
Okay.
Okay. And now you, once you finish this, you are in business. Once you set up the identity, you can then go back and finish up setting up your cluster and create it. So once you click this create, we all know it takes a couple of minutes to spin up the cluster. And so we'll not really try to create this cluster here. We'll just look at the one that I have created just like this.
Yep. So in that blade, we configured Azure Blob Storage and Azure Data Lake Store.
Correct.
Right. Do we need both or can we do one or the other?
Yeah, so today at this point of time, when we are in preview, we need both.
Gotcha, okay.
And going forward, Azure Data Lake Store will be the only store that will be required.
Required.
Yeah, we will always support both, but that's the only one that will
be
required.
So we'll have an option to go, no, I still want to use Blob Storage, or, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so then I'm just going to get out of this spot and then go back to this other HD Insight cluster that I already have pre-created.
Okay.
It's called ADLS Demo, and I have also SSH'd into it right here. Okay. And so what I'm going to show you here is that once this cluster is configured, you can basically go and access the storage as if it was a Hadoop storage attached to your HDFS.
Oh, so your HDFS.
Yeah. So I'm going to run this simple HDFS command over here that is basically HDFS DFS LS, which enumerates the directory.
Okay.
And what you see over here is the path to the ADL account, right? So this is the ADLS demo account, and as you can see, you have all these folders
here. And these are the files that we looked at before.
Exactly.
The portal, right?
Okay. So as an example, the NYC taxi is right here. So now this cluster is wired up to talk to the Azure Data Lake Store account. And now you can pretty much do all sorts of Hadoop things on top of data that is stored in your data lake. So as an example, we can run pig scripts, or we can run hive scripts. You can run discp, which is a built-in Hadoop command to like move data between HDFS-like sources.
Yep.
You can use Scoop, you can use Oozie. Anything that is basically available in your HD Insight cluster is now available for you on top of the Data Lake
Store. Can I do all that through SSH here, or can I do it through Hive or through PowerShell?
You can do it through all avenues. So you can either do it through SSH, you can use Ambari and use the Hive views to run it right there in the UI.
Okay.
I'm a command line person, so I like to SSH in there and like do this stuff.
Well, because like, and the reason I ask is because, you know, typically we can go into the portal, go into the dashboard, right? Hive queries there, right?
Yep.
And that pulls. So I'm assuming I could almost do the same thing. It's just pointing now to HDL to Azure Lake Store, right? So same thing.
And the other point I want to note is once you set up the cluster with the service principal identity, it can not only just access this one data lake store, but any data lake store that you have that is configured for access for that service principal, you can access just by giving the right path.
Right. So in the portal, you said I want read, write, execute.
Yep.
So if you had done other read, write, execute to other Azure Data Lake stores,
you could access those as
those well. As well.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now we are going to go to this folder, and I'm going to kick off this pig script over here called cooktaxidata.pig.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm just going to type pig minus x tez, which is my execution engine. And I'm going to kick this off here. And so while this is running, I'm going to quickly look at the pig script in another console. And so this is my pig script. And all that you have to like sort of note here is we have a very simple load statement here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is pointing to a file that sits in my Data Lake Store account. So I simply start the path with ADL, which is Azure Data Lake colon slash slash. And this is the name of my account, ADLS demo. And then basically this is the sub path all the way underneath.
Okay.
Right? So it's as simple as just setting the right path up. And then I'm just doing normal pig stuff. Like I'm going to limit, filter, load. I'm loading a bunch of other ADL files, all, and then storing my output finally all the way back into ADLS as well. Okay. So here I'm just using this as if it was HDFS. So instead of typing HDFS colon slash slash, I type ADL colon slash slash.
Right, okay.
And once this is done, everything is all wired up as we saw. And so here the pig job has finished. And if you look at the output here, it read, 90,000 records from this one file. and 6 records from each from these two files, and then store 10,000 in this other file by filtering out some.
Wow.
So basically, once this is set up, you're in business. Your HD Insight cluster can use all sorts of Hadoop applications and interact with data that lives in the data lake store.
That's awesome. And it really wasn't that difficult to set up and configure, right?
Absolutely. You just set up your service principal identity and you're good to go.
And you're good to go. And if you've done HD Insight on Blob Storage, you're, like you said, just set up your HD Insight cluster on Azure Data Lake Store and you're good to go.
Yeah, and if you've set it up and if you have some experience running it on Blob Storage, basically there also you use the /B://
Yeah, that's if you go back to your thing, instead of ADL, what was it?
If this ADL was a blob storage file, typically you would interact.
The WASB, right?
Exactly.
And here you're just doing ADL? Okay.
Yeah. So you switch the prefix, set up the right path, and your cluster is ready.
And so the learning curve from going really isn't that, right?
Yeah.
There isn't one almost.
There's nothing. You just have to set it up, use the right paths in your application.
And the benefits are, you know, better scalability, better performance.
Yeah, unlimited scale, basically. Yeah. You can load as much data as you want in this one account. You can run as big of a workload as you want on top of this account.
That is fantastic. I really love that. And so from at this point, I could still use. Like I like to use PowerShell, like you like command line PowerShell to spin up and tear down my cluster. I could still do the same thing.
Yeah, you can do all of these things. Okay. You can use an ARM template to set up your cluster.
Okay.
All of those capabilities all still exist. We've updated all the avenues to create HD Insight clusters to work with ADLS.
All right, this is a great, thank you. This is a fantastic intro into HDI on Azure Data Lake Store. I think fantastic. So I think, you know, I'd love to, you know, have you come back and let's do a little deeper dive into deeper topics. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, this is available today in East US 2 in preview, so go try it out.
Yeah, that's a good point. So this is in preview and only available right now in East US?
Yes, right. Okay. So today it's available only in East US 2. We are working on rolling it out into other regions, other geographies.
Okay. Good to know.
All right.
Amit, thank you so much for coming.
Okay, great.
Appreciate
thank you very
it.
Much.
Good to have you back. All right, everybody, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.